All right, so today we're going deep, really deep, into something I know a lot of you have been asking about.
Oh,
paid time off in California.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. And
lots of questions.
Yeah, you guys have sent in like a mountain of questions about this. So
makes sense.
Whether you're, you know, thinking of starting a business or just, you know.
Gotta know your rights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're getting, you know, what you deserve. We are going to break it all down today.
Absolutely.
We're looking specifically at excerpts from implementing a compliant paid time off policy in California. So
the real page turner.
It's a good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of this deep dive, you will understand exactly what needs to be in place for a compliant PTO policy if you're an employer in California.
For sure.
But also if you are, you know, working.
An employee.
You'll have some good insights to make sure you're making the right decisions about your own time off.
Couldn't agree more.
So to kick things off, let's just start with the basics. Like, what does paid time off actually mean in California?
Yeah, that's a great place to start because it's not always as obvious as people think.
Right.
And it's more than just vacation time. That's the important thing to remember here.
Yeah.
In California, because of the California Healthy Workplaces, Healthy Families Act.
Right.
PTO includes sick leave as well.
Okay, so that's a big one.
Huge.
Yeah, like no more, you know, feeling guilty if you need to take a mental health day.
Exactly.
As long as it's, you know, for a bona fide reason, you're covered.
Yep.
Okay, so that's, I mean, that's huge for employees.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really puts the power in their hands
right.
to manage their time and well-being.
So, you know, how did that actually play out, like, practically? How does somebody in California earn PTO?
Well, at a very basic level, employees in California, they accrue PTO at a rate of at least 1 hour for every 30 hours they work.
Okay.
But, and this is important,
yeah.
employers can, if they want to, offer a more generous accrual rate.
Right. Okay.
It just can't be any less than that 1 hour for every 30.
Makes sense. So, like, some companies, they might be, like, trying to, you know.
Attract talent.
Yeah. Attract and keep good employees.
Yeah.
You might offer a more generous package.
For sure. It's a competitive market out
there. Right.
Absolutely.
So what about, you know, people who don't have, like, a regular 9-to-5?
Yeah.
What if, you know, you work irregular hours? How does PTO accrue then?
That is a fantastic question, and it's something we get asked a lot because, you know, not everyone's work life is a perfectly predictable 40-hour week.
Right.
So in those situations, employers, they have to have a system in place that can track those irregular hours and calculate accrual fairly.
Right.
And there are a few different ways to do this.
Okay.
But one of the most common methods you'll see is what's called the 90-day look back.
Okay.
And so basically what that means is they look at the average hours worked over the past 90 days.
Got it.
And they use that to determine the accrual rate.
So it evens it out.
Exactly. It helps to ensure that even if your hours fluctuate, you're still accruing PTO fairly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you've earned all this PTO, right?
Right.
How much freedom do you have in actually using it? Like, can your boss tell you how to spend your vacation time?
That's what's so great about California is that they're very employee-centric in their approach to this.
Yeah.
And the law is very, very clear. Employees can use their PTO for any reason.
Oh, wow.
No questions asked.
Okay.
So whether it's a vacation, sick leave, mental health day,
right.
need to take care of a family member, or even just attend, you know, a child's school play.
Right.
You have the right to use your PTO as you see fit.
Wow. Okay. So that's a level of flexibility you don't see in every state.
For sure. Not everywhere.
Really emphasizes like employee well-being.
Absolutely.
And trust.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something that I know everybody gets like a little anxious about.
Oh, yeah.
Carryover. What happens to the PTO that you don't use at the end of the year? Does it all just disappear?
Well, California, they have a pretty balanced approach to carryover. Employers, they have to allow employees to carry over at least 1.5 times their annual accrual limit.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, you earn 80 hours of PTO per year.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry over up to 120 hours.
Okay.
But
there's always a but.
There's always a but.
Yeah.
Employers can have what's called a use it or lose it policy.
Right.
For any PTO that's accrued above that 1.5 times limit.
Okay. So going back to our example.
Right.
You've got 120 hours,
mm-hmm.
but let's say you have 150.
Right.
Those extra 30.
Yeah.
You might lose those.
They could be subject to that use it or lose it policy.
It's a good reminder to like check your company's specific policies.
Yeah. Be informed.
And make sure you're using your PTO strategically.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now let's fast forward a little bit.
Right.
You're leaving a job. What happens to all that, you know, hard-earned PTO you haven't used yet?
This is the best part.
Yeah.
California law requires employers to pay out all accrued, unused PTO when an employee leaves the company. It's considered part of your earned wages.
Right.
Just like your regular paycheck.
So you get it all back.
It's yours.
Okay, good. All right. So now let's shift perspectives a little bit.
Okay.
Put on our employer hats.
All right.
What happens if, you know, you decide to ignore these laws?
Don't do that.
What are the consequences?
Yeah, it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
Because failing to comply with California's PTO laws, it can lead to some serious penalties.
Okay.
We're talking back pay for employees, hefty fines, even lawsuits.
Okay, so the state is serious about this.
Oh, absolutely.
They want to make sure that, you know, that employees are protected.
They want to make sure businesses are playing by the rules.
Right. It's not just about protecting the employees. It's also about
a level playing field.
Yeah, making sure all the businesses are operating
fairly.
Fairly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, big takeaway here.
Big takeaway.
California is serious about PTO. It's not just about, you know, vacation. It's about making sure that employees have time to take care of themselves.
Their families.
Their families, you know, all of that good stuff.
Well-being.
Yeah. So, and if you are ever unsure about your rights,
yeah,
or you're like, wait, what does my company's policy say?
Yeah, always a good idea to double check.
Don't hesitate to ask for clarification.
Absolutely.
Tons of resources out there.
There are, including the California Labor Commissioner's Office website.
Oh, right. Yeah, they have a ton of information.
So much good information on that.
All right, so knowledge is power, right?
Always.
And remember, the whole point of earning PTO.
Use it.
Use it.
Take that time.
Take that time for yourself, recharge, and come back.
Refresh.
Refract. Ready to go.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for diving in with us today. We'll catch you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.